talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to the Talking About a Home podcast. This week's home theme song is Time by Green Sky Bluegrass, and you can catch Green Sky Bluegrass next Thursday night at the Refinery. Tickets are still available, I'm pretty sure. And that's in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our podcast producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that's coming up January 24th through the 26th, 2025, at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with the folks, Aquatica Pools and Spas, Brian Pasgiorni. And they invited us up to their brand new facility in North Charleston. So we have an interview coming from on site there. We'll also be talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, and also Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing. But joining us now is Charleston Home and Design Magazine's editor Ashley Rowell and podcast producer to tell us about some great deals that you can find on charlestonhomeanddesign.com.
Yeah, so we send out a weekly e-newsletter on Thursday packed full with some sales, and you can sign up for that newsletter on page 50 of our latest issue or on our website at charlestonhomeanddesign.com. But this week features some great sales. One would be from Charlestown Plumbing. If you schedule a service with them, you get $150 off that service, which is a really good deal. Flooring Factory is offering free installation on select luxury vinyl products that if you purchase from them as well. And the holidays are coming up, so Houseful is having an anniversary sale of 20% off their entire showroom. And that could be a great way for you to refresh your space before the holidays come up and, you know, all your in-laws come and stay and look at all your furniture. And lastly, Fix-It 24/7 is offering a $39 tune-up for first-time customers when you call and schedule a service with them.
For their HVAC equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, which is always good to make sure it's working before it starts to get colder here and you're going to need heat in your home.
Definitely. So, Ashley, we are, I guess I should say I am kind of getting up to speed with the whole podcast idea. Everybody's doing podcasts these days. We have done this radio show since 2007, and now we're changing the name from the Talking About a Home radio Talking About a home show on the radio to the Talking About a Home Show podcast. And I have a very important question for you.
Yes.
Can I cuss now on the show?
A lot of people do, but I would shy away from that if we could.
And my second important question is, when will the checks start arriving since everyone seems to be making money on podcasts?
A lot more. Maybe some of our advertisers will want to put an ad in the podcast now.
That's true. But the checks just don't arrive based on...
You would hope, but no.
Right. So, well, thank you, Ashley, the new Talking About a Home podcast producer, and I guess I am the new Talking About a Home podcast host. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are on location at the new facility for Aquatica Pools and Spas, and we're talking with Brian Pazjorny with Aquatica Pools and Spas. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing really well today. How are you?
Good, good. First of all, thank you for inviting us out to the new Aquatica Pools and Spas. How do you refer to this this compound here? It's a you have a good bit of property here.
Our headquarters. We love this. We have properties throughout the South, and this is our headquarters.
Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters. Got it. Okay. And you are going to take us on a tour just as if a homeowner who is looking to have a swimming pool or spa installed in their backyard. If a homeowner was to visit the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters, you're going to show me around just as you would a homeowner, right?
Yes. Yes, of course. We're going to walk through the whole outdoor living area. We're going to look at pool finishes and talk about the whole project.
Gotcha. And do you get many homeowners that come to the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters?
Yeah, our goal is to have every homeowner come in here at least twice. We want to have them come in through the design process and then also come in to pick their materials up.
Gotcha. There will be meetings that take place on the homeowner's property, obviously, to try to site the swimming pool and so forth, but homeowners will eventually visit the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters, and they're coming here for what again?
For the design of their pool, and also for the selection of all the materials for their pool and the finishes.
And what kind of selections of materials will they be picking out here at Aquatica Pools and Spas?
They're going to pick everything from plants all the way down to the interior finish of their pool, the marble finish, the coping, the plaster, which is the interior finish of the pool. Everything that's related to your pool, you're going to pick out here in our office.
Gotcha. And when it comes to the installation of the landscaping and everything, is that something the homeowner is responsible for on their own, or what is Aquatica Pools and Spas' role in that?
Yeah, so landscaping is one of the silent partners of a pool project, and we have worked in the last 6 to 8 months here to develop an outdoor living department. So we have the landscape design team, we have the landscape installers all in-house, and that allows for us to provide you a one-stop shop for your entire project, not just build the pool. We're putting the grass down also on our way out. So that's really important.
It is important because obviously swimming pools is your specialty. But from a homeowner's point of view, inevitably there's going to be some landscape updates that are going to have to take place due to the heavy equipment getting in the backyard to dig things up and so forth. And it's also an opportunity to kind of give for that homeowner to give themselves a backyard makeover that they really have a resort at home experience.
100%. That's probably my favorite part of the job, seeing the project at its start, and then going back and seeing the finished project and seeing the finishes, seeing how the project finished out, and just seeing how they enjoy their project.
And that's, I would guess, a contrast from some of the other pool companies in town that might refer a homeowner to a couple of landscape contractors to get the sod and some vegetation installed, but shifting the responsibility to the homeowner to get that done versus
having kind of a concierge experience at Aquatica Pools and Spas, where you're handling everything from A to Z.
I love that. Yeah, we have a great landscape design team. It's headed by, his name is Steve Bauer. He runs the department, and they do a tremendous job of getting out and helping you with, if you want a pergola, if you want an outdoor kitchen, and building that out, designing that out, working through the permit process. It is such a big part of the project.
So we're outside the Aquatic Pools and Spas headquarters. You've got plenty of free parking here, and so it's easy for a homeowner to visit. And the impression that a homeowner will get when they visit the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters is, first of all, you've got a lot of property here. How many acres?
I believe there's about 4 acres here, and it's about a 30,000 square foot warehouse that has 2 stories of offices inside of it also.
Gotcha. So about 4 acres, and I see over here several big dump trucks that you're using when you're excavating the soil to where the pool is going to be. You've got all sorts of PVC plumbing that's required for a swimming pool installation, and instead of having a warehouse over here and your offices over at a separate site, everything is all in one place.
That's correct, 100%. Everybody is here in the morning, so all of our labor is in house, which I think separates us from others in town too. They all work for us, from gunite to landscaping to excavation, plumbing, and hardscape. Everybody works for Aquatica. The only aspect of the project we'll subcontract out will be the electrical for your pool, and also the plaster finish of the pool. But everybody else works for Aquatica. They start here in the morning, and that allows for better communication, timelines, and just quality control.
So you're not subcontracting out the shotcrete or the gunite, using a contractor that the other pool companies are using?
Actually, most of the other pool companies will use our team. Smart Gunite is the name of the company. They are a sister company of Aquatica. They're also owned by our owners, Tiago and JC. They're our guys, and that's the coolest part of the project too. You go from having a rebar and dirt-filled shell to having a pool in about 4 hours. And those guys are wizards at what they do, and it's a tremendous asset to us to have that in-house.
Yeah, and gunite is another word for concrete,
right?
And does Aquatica build any other type pools besides gunite pools?
No, all we do is gunite pools. In the low country here, the soil conditions are ever-changing and shifting. And we want to provide you with a product that's going to last forever. There's a lifetime warranty on your shell for your pool, and that allows for you to be comfortable with that project and product going forward.
It also gives the homeowner the ultimate in design. If rather than looking at a brochure and picking out a different shape fiberglass shells that you could maybe have in your backyard. Let's say you're a bluegrass musician and you want a banjo shaped swimming pool, and the property allows for that kind of a design. Aquatica Pools and Spas can build you a banjo shaped swimming pool.
We'll build it. Yeah, we'll build it. We'll take pride in it and really enjoy it too. Those are some of our favorite projects, the projects where we can get creative and really take into account what you want. You know, with fiberglass options, you're kind of limited to certain sizes, shapes. With a gunite, everything is custom, and that makes it fun for us too in the design process.
Gotcha. So back to the location here at Aquatica Pools and Spas. If I was a homeowner, I pull up. There's plenty of free parking. You have a water feature that's built into the parking lot area here, and it mimics a swimming pool. But talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, 100%. So with this fountain, we have tried to incorporate a lot of the different features that we have offer in our pools, from the marble coping to an infinity edge to a Lautner edge. We have a raised wall with sheer descents. We have fire bowls. All the lights are in here, the bubblers, the deck jets, everything you could possibly have for features in your pool, we have on this fountain. And we love having homeowners come in and having them be able to test it out and see it and walk in it, take their shoes off, bring their sandals, get in the pool. It's a really fun part of the project and process and seeing how things finish out.
How deep is this fountain?
So it's only about 2 feet deep. Yeah, so it's safe. It's considered a fountain, so which is really nice and allows us not to have a fence around it, which is good. But it's only 2 feet deep, so. But it has all these features, which is really nice to have.
Anybody thrown a couple pennies in there yet?
No pennies. I've seen a couple of the guys in there on a hot day after work. A couple kids come in and go for a full swim. I've been known to sit out there with my feet in the water on a phone call or two, and it's really kind of a nice way to spend an afternoon.
And so a homeowner, when they arrive, they get a very positive impression of aquatica pools and spas with this water feature right here in the parking lot. And then there's several outbuildings where aquatica pools and spas has equipment stored and so forth. And continue the tour.
Yeah, so when you pull up, it starts at the front entrance where all the landscaping has been designed and installed by our landscape team, from the lighting to the plants and the palette. We tried to choose a lot of plants for this showroom that you can have in your backyard, so you can see them, feel them, and work through them. When you come up, you'll park, you'll come in, you'll meet our front office team. They will escort you back to our showroom, then we'll come out here to see the pool. And then we have a whole outdoor living area out here with the different finishes. We have river rock, we have pavers, we have marble, we have shellstone, and we have a whole section on outdoor kitchens and fire pits.
And this, what we're looking at here in the outdoor living area at the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters, you've got pavers that, are these travertine pavers?
Yeah, so this right here, so there's some travertine. There's also some sandblasted marble. It's probably one of our most common finishes because of its safety. It's very, it doesn't get very slippery, which at being around pools and water, not slipping is very important.
Non-slip, and also it doesn't heat up, right?
Yeah, I love it. That's my favorite part, too. Like, kind of, we put it in direct sun for a reason, because when you're around pools, you're barefoot. And we encourage people to take their shoes off and walk on it and feel the difference on how it doesn't really get that hot. And it's really nice. We've all been around pools where you burn your feet and you're tiptoeing around and running to the water. You don't have that with this material.
Yeah, a lot of people love the look of bluestone, but that's going to heat up and burn your feet, right?
Yeah, 100%. We've seen a lot of people transition away from bluestone lately to more of this sandblasted marble because of its look and the aesthetic feel of it. But it's also, you know, for price, it's cheaper than bluestone.
Yeah. And so you've got these pavers. They're some of them are separated with river rock, and then over here we've got some synthetic turf grass that requires no maintenance. And I would imagine you're always going to be considering drainage on a job site, and with breaking up the pavers so that there's some river rock, there's opportunities for that water rainfall to dissipate into the soil through the river rocks and so on.
That's correct. Drainage and water retention and removal is such an important aspect of working here in the Lowcountry. Whether it starts with the permitting process and stormwater and where the water's going, to the deck install. So our deck install team installs hundreds of thousands of square feet of pool decks a year. And they pay attention to the pitch and the slope and the drainage, and they incorporate all of that into the design to allow for water to shed away from the pool and also to shed away from the house and and go to the appropriate areas.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we've got a kitchen island that we're passing here with stainless steel components, and that'll hold up nicely in our salty, humid air here in Charleston.
Yeah, stainless steel is important. So this kitchen's a mix of marble and stainless steel, so it's really not going to go anywhere. This particular piece has a very cool marble that might be my favorite in the whole area. It's like a corrugated metal look, but it's marble.
So I thought that was corrugated metal, but it's marble.
No, that's marble. That's the same kind of cut. It's just a different look. So it's really cool.
That is cool. So homeowners, they can say I we're going to want an outdoor kitchen, and aquatica pools and spas can integrate that into the entire design of their pool and backyard.
Yeah, I think that's one of the coolest things we offer. So we have a great relationship with the barbecue guys, and so we offer all of their products for the outdoor kitchens, whether it's a sink or it's a fridge, these grills. Everything is custom for your space. Mm-hmm. And then we use the same stones from the hardscape to use around your outdoor kitchen to make it last forever.
Right. And now we've got, we're underneath a pergola here, and this was a site-built pergola, and you've got some outdoor furnishings, and it's all centered around a looks like either a propane or natural gas fire pit.
Yeah, so we do a lot of fire pits and outdoor pergolas and outdoor living areas now. So our outdoor living design team, they'll come in and work with a builder to incorporate a pergola or some way to get out of the sun for your space. But what you also see here is Teak and Table furniture. We have a great relationship with Teak and Table. They're local here in Charleston, but they also have an office down in Hilton Head, which we do a lot of business in. So we have a great relationship with them. So we offer their furniture in-house.
Gotcha. And so you have several different vignettes of outdoor living with different types of pavers on the floor. This is definitely travertine that we're walking on here, right?
That's correct. This is ivory travertine around a circular fire pit. Travertine is a timeless material, and so people love it, and we do a lot of it.
Gotcha. So definitely there's lots to see here at Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters. And can someone contract with Aquatica Pools and Spas just for some outdoor living spaces, or do you have to have have you folks install a pool as well?
No, we're happy to do outdoor living, kitchens, fire pits, pickleball courts. We offer it all, and I would love to have you call into the office or go on our website and submit a form to have you have our team reach out to you.
All right, good deal. So are we heading inside?
Yeah, let's go inside.
All right, so we just stepped inside. We're still in some of the unconditioned space of the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters, but we're what are we looking at here, Brian?
Yeah, so we're looking at a whole outdoor living area. So we have some turf. Turf is a big addition for people around here to not have to water their grass. It's always green. And then we also have a lot of Teak and Table furniture, some umbrellas, kitchen table, some chairs. But one of the important things to see here is the railing. We do a lot of elevated pools, and you need a railing if it's over 30 inches. So we like to show people some options for railings here in our office to be able to see what they can choose for their pool.
And this is like a black polished metal, and it's got people are familiar with the stainless steel cable railing. This is I don't know if this is stainless steel cable railing, but
I think it's a black stainless. Yeah, the way they did it, like a metal coated steel. Yeah.
Gotcha. But it's the cable railing look, which is very popular today, and really enhances your view, so that you can. A lot of these pools and outdoor living spaces are built on the marsh, on the water, so you're not having to look over a fence to enjoy your view.
Yeah, we do not want to take away from your view. That's always a major part of the design, and taking advantage of the space we have and keeping it pristine.
It's one of the most beautiful warehouses I've ever seen. You know, the office portion of this warehouse is built with a board and batten construction, and then we've got some lap siding as well. And this is one of the cleanest warehouses I have also ever seen here. So I'm sure some of your type A customers really appreciate that, and it builds confidence in them that Aquatica Pools and Spas has got their act together.
Yeah, I love showing people the warehouse. I think it's a great testament to our owner's dedication and commitment to the business. There is enough material in here to build probably 30 to 40 complete pools. Heaters, pumps, filters, all the plumbing fittings. Our goal is to have our team come in here in the morning and not have to go to the store to buy stuff. Everything you could possibly need to build your pool is here in stock.
Yeah, and it's not to remove from memory what we all experienced with shortages during COVID, and it looks like Aquatica Pools and Spas noticed that and has taken steps to ensure that that's not going to happen again. It's and even the aisles are labeled. We've got row A, B, C, D, E, and it's almost like I'm in a big box store shopping here.
Exactly. Yeah, our owners are dedicated to not having shortcomings. I know we are paying close attention to the port closings coming up here in the next few weeks, and we're trying to stay ahead of that and buying material ahead and stocking up to avoid any slowdown for our clients. And that's really important to us, is providing our clients with a fast, clean, effective pool project.
How long has Aquatica Pools and Spas been in business?
Aquatica has been in business for about 6 years, and our owners have a TJ Tile, who was a subcontractor for all the other pool companies in town, and then they decided to form Aquatica, and the rest is history.
We're in the process of making history.
Yes.
Well, I ask that just because there have been a lot of new pool companies that have popped up over the last few years, and I guess I don't want to use the term fly by night, but you know, if you have a problem, and I don't care what product you have in your house, there's going to be an issue, whether it's your appliances indoors or there's a plumbing leak or whatever. Eventually, you're going to have to call the contractor who was responsible for that. And the last thing you want to hear is that weird tone when you reach a disconnected phone number and you realize, I'm on my own. I'm all by myself, and I don't know how I'm going to fix this problem because the contractor I used is no longer in business.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Starting in January this year, we started our own service division. So they clean pools, and they also warranty all of our work. It's been a great addition to the team. We don't even have enough room here for them. So they have their own warehouse down the road. Route techs, and then service repair guys. It's a great team over there, and they clean pools and they service pools, and it's been a tremendous addition to the team, and just to back up what we have here in-house.
Very nice. Well, let's head inside. So now we're inside the Aquatica Pools and Spas showroom. And again, very, very impressive interior space. I see a lot of glass walls, which is a very modern look. And I love the tile flooring here. It's kind of a distressed, large format tile, kind of a black gray combination that has a distressed look, and And then we've got a nice big conference table where you'll be sitting down with the homeowners, and what will they be picking out? What will they be selecting in the that design center?
Yes. So in our design room, this we call it the selection room. They pick out all their materials for their pool, from the interior plaster finish to the marble or travertine coping that goes around the pool. And then we have the entire hardscape they'll pick, whether it's a marble, a travertine, we offer pavers. We try to do it all. One of the fun parts is seeing them all, feeling them all, whether it's the tile. We have a great selection of tile from local vendors. We have a tremendous selection of hardscapes from Marmiro Stones, which is a New Jersey-based company. It's shipped here directly from Turkey. So it's quarried by the same company that delivers it.
Mm-hmm. Is it? And I see there's a big selection of tiles, and we've got glass tile and the different stones that you'll be using for the decking. How do you avoid overwhelming a homeowner with all those choices?
Yeah, that's a good thing. So I like to send a PDF presentation to the homeowner before they come in. When we schedule this, I'll send them something to look at to have kind of a head start, because it is a little overwhelming when you come in here and there's different colors. Our design team tries to lay out a couple different options when a homeowner before they come in, based upon the house's colors or what we think will work well for their situation, to kind of alleviate some of the stress in that decision. But we offer plenty of different options for any style.
Well, you know, I think when it comes to the decision a homeowner makes they first make the decision, we want to get a swimming pool and in our backyard, and then they might be making a few phone calls to different pool companies, and all of that time before they agree on what pool company they're going to decide to go with, they're sort of in their mind making judgments and decisions about, you know, I'm having a good experience here at the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters versus maybe not having that same experience with another pool company. But I have to say, I would be very persuaded just by visiting the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters with the modern light fixtures that you have here and the beautiful furnishings. It would be very hard to say no to Aquatica Pools and Spas.
We love our clients to come in here. The earlier you can come in here, the better off you will be and more informed in your decision-making process. Like, it is a major decision, and it's something I always say to my clients, like, you're not buying a car. You can trade a car in 6 months. You're not trading this pool in. You're not trading your hardscape in. And we need to make sure this is the right decision that fits you, your needs now, and your needs going forward.
And the worst thing you can have is regrets about making a big decision like this. And so if you're going to spend that much money on a swimming pool, you might as well work with a company that you feel very, very strongly that they'll deliver.
Yeah, delivering is everything in this industry, and we want to be able to deliver for all of our clients and provide them with a positive experience.
Well, is there anything else that we haven't seen or that you'd like to add before we sign off?
No, I would just love for people to come up and check out our website, check out our Instagram, our Facebook, and then come see our showroom, meet our team. We have a great team here. Everybody works well together. Everybody has the same goal, and that's to provide you, the client, the best experience we can.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with Brian Pasgiorni with Aquatica Pools and Spas at the Aquatica Pools and Spas headquarters in North Charleston. And thanks so much for taking the time to show me around. It's been a pleasure for me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for coming to visit. We love people visiting.
And now we're talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Wood Nursery and Landscape. How are you, Ryan?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Ryan, take a moment and tell everyone about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Yeah, Brownswood was started by my family 46 years ago. So we're a third generation family-owned and operated business. Our passion is transforming people's landscapes and kind of helping transform their lives when they're in and around their home. So whether it's putting in that pool, spa, outdoor kitchen, just outdoor living in Charleston is so beautiful and so wonderful. We put a lot of time and energy and focus on helping people achieve their dream backyards, dream front yards, just dream landscapes in general. So that's what we do. We have a garden center, so you can come in and get, you know, a tray of annuals and flowers, up to like a 15-foot live oak. We sell up to 200-gallon plus size trees. We have a design build firm, so we do full landscape architecture, landscape design. So whether you're building in Kiowa, Seabrook, downtown, West Ashley, wherever you are, we can provide the landscape design and architecture services you need. And then our team can build everything out for you. Mm-hmm. So we can put it all together and help you phase it when phasing, you know, makes sense, and kind of sequence it, make sure we're not painting ourselves into a corner later. And then we also have a growing operation. So we grow probably 30,000 plus plants a year at our facility on John's Island. So we're the largest combined garden center and design build firm in the Tri-County. And so we are passionate about it. We love it. We love people, and we love plants. So that's what we do.
Nice. Well, and you know, I'm looking at the Brownswood Nursery and Landscape ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it shows this, what's interesting about this photograph is it really does illustrate a lot of the different disciplines that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help a homeowner with. So for instance, there is a pergola that was built, and below that is looks like kind of like a bluestone hardscape patio area, and there's a nice urn as a water fountain, and then all the different plantings and so forth. And did this homeowner have different companies doing this, or was this all done by Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, so I assume, honestly, I don't know that particular project, Tim.
Well, you do a lot, I understand.
Yeah, I assume that what typically happens is we become sort of the contractor for the project, and so we handle the coordination of it. So like, we're not plumbers, we're not electricians. So we have a team of people that will come in and support the work that we're doing, but we basically handle all of it. So we've got excellent craftsmen who are very specialized, like in the carpentry side, you know. So it just depends on what it is, but we do all of it, from irrigation to lighting to the hardscape. You mentioned pergolas and detached pavilions, metal roof structures, that sort of thing. So we can help people put all of those pieces together in their property.
Mm-hmm. But this didn't happen by accident. This was not thrown together. There was, it all started with a landscape plan and a landscape design. And Ryan, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks specialize in creating landscape plans for homeowners. And talk about that process and why that's so important.
Yeah, the landscape design it's the best money you spend in the landscape. You know, everyone who builds a home hires an architect, or they buy a set of plans from a home designer. But when we get to the outside, there is this sort of idea that we can kind of wing it. We would never kind of wing it when we're constructing the inside of a house and thinking through square footage and what size does the kitchen need to be and how far is the island, you know, from the range and all those things. And honestly, it's the same thing outside. How wide should the walkways be? What should the materials be? What's the drainage going to look like? How are we going to drain from the pool to the house? How are we going to make sure that we've got conduit run ahead of time before we start hardscaping everything kind of again back and putting us into the corner, sort of, so to speak? Where do we want that pool that we're not building today, but we're going to build maybe in 2 or 3 years, but we need to like get the rest of the yard kind of in order until then. We want to map every single element out so that it doesn't cause a lot of frustration. That's what we see a lot is people try to avoid the design fee, the landscape design process, and they want to just get right into the installation. And I tell people that often you will get every dollar you spend on the design back in a lack of mistakes, a lack of uh-ohs later. But the main thing is it saves you money, it saves you time, and it avoids frustration. So that's the purpose of the landscape plan. And it's practical. Like I mentioned, we have a lot of drainage issues in Charleston, a lot. Almost every property we go to needs some form of drainage solution, whether that's connecting to gutters, you know, downspout type stuff, or they have standing water or they have swales that don't move water correctly. So when you think about the landscape, again, where's that patio going to go? Where's the pool? Tim, I've been to, I don't know, hundreds or thousands of properties over the years. Almost every hardscape I see, almost everyone is wrong. Unless it was pre-designed by someone that knew what they were doing. The majority of them are wrong. It's the wrong size. It's the wrong shape. It's the wrong dimensions. It was too narrow. They put it in the wrong spot on the house. And that's just one example, but there's a bunch of those. So we just want to kind of have a methodical step one through step 10 plan, give the client that dream property and do it with precision. Don't waste their time. Don't waste their money. Don't frustrate them in the process. Really just get to it. And like I said, do it in phases.
That's right. And that's the great thing about having that landscape plan is you don't have to have all the money in the world to create that backyard of your dreams. You can phase it in over time. But it all starts with the landscape plan. And before we got on the air, you were telling me about a homeowner that in Hollywood that you were working with, and about how much was the landscape plan for that that you created for those folks?
Yeah, so they are on a multi-acre lot, but our focus was, you know, less than the multi-acres, but that design fee was about $7,000. And the reason for that is because we've got to figure out their driveway, walkways from the exterior of the house. The house is in construction right now, but we've got to figure out where they're going to put their pool. They're going to have an outdoor sauna, patio. They have another rear detached structure. How are we going to get to that? How are we going to create privacy in areas we need privacy? How are we going to keep it open where we need it open? They have a septic system with a drain field. So we got to get creative with the drain field. How are we going to avoid that, but also make this thing look beautiful? So there's just a lot of elements there. And the nice thing is they're going to be able to walk through that process. We're going to provide a 2D, you know, bird's eye view plan that's full color, that maps out every square foot of the section of their property that we're doing. And then we're going to give them a three-dimensional video fly through that, you know, has a beautiful, I think you've seen them before, Tim. I mean, mm-hmm. they're immersive. I mean, you feel like you're there. It's computer generated. You know, it's really nice for them to be able to see kind of the vision before we start getting into the, hey, how, what are we going to spend? What does this need to look like? Let's first like get to the dream. What do we want? What do we really want this to feel like? And so they're going to have that. They're going to walk through the process with our landscape design team, who's going to do soil analysis, sun analysis. They're going to walk them through all the plants in person at our nursery so they can really see the plants they're getting, or see something. Hey, I don't really like that plant. No problem. How about this one? Oh, yeah, great. I love that. So we get down into the color, the texture, the size of the plants. Do the deer eat it? They have deer. So we've got to spend a lot of time filtering out the 150 plants that the deer do eat and whittle that down to a much smaller list.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that goes into it, from soil to sun to deer to kids to toxicity that some plants have. I mean, it's a very scientific process, really. It's very analytical.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Well, how can, and we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, what would you recommend? It's officially it's fall. What is fall a good time to install plantings and things like that?
Yeah. Fall is, people ask when can you plant? When can you not plant? In Charleston, typically you can plant year round. There's a handful of, tender plants that we wouldn't plant in, December, January, February. But the majority of our plants, we can plant year-round in Charleston. But fall is, if not the best time, one of the best times to plant, because temperatures will start to descend. It's just optimal growing conditions. You really can get healthier plants because they're not as stressed. You don't have to baby them quite as much as you would if you were planting in, a warmer season. And it can be less maintenance too, because again, a little less watering than maybe in the summer. So benefits for the fall are great. And on the design side, I would say, when should you start for a landscape plan? It would be before you've even designed the house, before you've even thought through where the house is going to be placed on the lot, is when you can start thinking about landscape architecture and design. And we can help you through every single step of that layout process in conjunction with the architect and the builder, and make sure that we're all on the same page. So when we end the whole project, it's beautiful, it's functional, and everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, visit brownswoodnursery.com. That's brownswoodnursery.com. Or you can visit us at our physical location, where we've been for 46 years at 1290 Brownswood Road on John's Island. And yeah, let's start planning those landscape projects and get ready for your next transformation.
Yeah, make a day of it. When you go out to John's Island, you could have lunch at the Tomato Shed, and then
right.
A short drive down the road is Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Well, we've been talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, and you can always find Brownswood Nursery and Landscape within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and if you're just joining us, you're listening to Talking About a Home, and now we're talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing. How are you, Warren?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Warren, take a moment and tell everyone about Charlestown Plumbing.
Yeah, okay, so Charlestown Plumbing is a new company we just rebranded from Rooter Now and Leak Masters. We took the services of those two companies and combined them to make a full-service plumbing company.
All right, good deal. And I'm looking at your double ad spread in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you've got this very cute dolphin with a pipe wrench in its flipper. And I've also noticed that same dolphin character on the billboard as you're entering Mount Pleasant.
Yes. So with Charlestown, we have a mascot. His name is Charlie, and he just really kind of embodies something we love about Charleston, and just kind of the feel of being out in the harbor. You see all the dolphins swimming around. with the Charlestown brand, we really wanted to, have the feel of the city, which is why we have our technicians come out wearing, polo shirts and dress khaki pants, kind of like they're going to a golf course. We just wanted to embody the feel of Charleston and Charleston Harbor and everything that this beautiful city has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of sounds like Charlestown Plumbing, your goal is to sort of elevate the that particular trade from... You're probably not going to see any butt cracks when your plumbers come to do work at your house, right?
No, absolutely, Tim. We wanted to make sure that we're elevating the plumbing service and providing the best service that we possibly can to our customers. We really want to be that premier plumbing company within Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So I can imagine there's probably a myriad of different problems that Charlestown Plumbing can go and react to and help those homeowners. What would be some of those type problems that Charlestown Plumbing can help a homeowner with?
Yeah, Tim. I was mentioned earlier that we combined the services of Rooter Now and Leakmasters. So those were really, Rooter Now was a service company that provided, could do any home emergency plumbing service, water heaters, drain cleaning, shower valve problems. So we've been doing that for a long time. And then Leakmasters specialized in finding leaks underground that you really couldn't just see when a plumber just walks up on it. So they do acoustical leak detections, and they can do it in your house plumbing. They also do it for pool plumbing. Then we also do pipe relining, so trenchless pipe lining. So if you have an old house with old cast iron pipes, older than 50, 60 years, they're probably really starting to deteriorate, and they need to be replaced at some point in time. So we do offer a trenchless solution to pipe replacement. So we've really tried to take all the different specialty plumbing sections, such as leak detections and pipelining, and combine it with any emergency plumbing service to be able to offer the customer a seamless solution for anything that they might encounter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was thinking of you folks at Charlestown Plumbing recently because I saw in the newspaper there was... there's some sort of a mandate that in the Charleston water system that most people get their water from, they're trying to reline the lead pipes that are still in the system. And is that the same kind of relining that Charlestown Plumbing can do at your home?
So we'd reline sewer lines. When it comes to water systems, the water systems of water lines that go into your individual house are too small to actually reline, but there are methods of doing trenchless pipe bursting in order to replace that line. And you're 100% right. There's an EPA regulation that has come down. I think by the end of 2025, all lead and galvanized pipe that's in the ground has to be identified. And then I'm not 100% sure on the date, but they're going to start working towards replacing any of that lead or galvanized pipe that's in the ground. Because it can contaminate your drinking water, and it's bad for you if you're drinking that pipe that's coming out of that water.
Gotcha. So Charlestown Plumbing, besides those emergency services that people need occasionally, if you folks specialize in historic properties?
I wouldn't say we specialize in historic properties because we work on all types of properties, new and old. But when it comes to historic properties, there's definitely some special techniques that we have and we employ, such as acoustical leak detections or pipelining that will allow us to be less intrusive on a property and take care of the problem really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the annual membership that you folks offer homeowners at Charlestown Plumbing.
Yeah, so our annual membership is pretty basic. If you join our membership, well, every water heater needs to be flushed out. If you have a tankless, we run a chemical system through it to get all the scale out of it. But regardless, a tanked water heater needs to be flushed as well. So if you join our membership, what we do is every year we make sure that you have that maintenance done on your water heater that needs to be done. And then we also do a whole home plumbing inspection. And then you get 15% off of any service that we do above and beyond the basic maintenance that needs to be done annually. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And if someone is building a house or doing a remodel project, that's something Charlestown Plumbing can help with as well?
We really don't work on new builds and the remodels. Most of the time you need to go through a general contractor for that kind of work. If it's direct to consumer and you're just trying to move a sink or something like that, we absolutely can help you. But we are not in the new build new construction business. We are, if you need something, we're going to provide you same day service. Our technicians will show up to your house the same day you call, and we're going to give you a solution to your problem that day. And that's the way that we've built our company and we've geared our company. So if you need a sink moved, or you need something like that, you need a sink installed and you need it done today, we're definitely the best contractor mm-hmm. that you could call for that.
Gotcha. What are some of the telltale signs that a homeowner might be experiencing that they have a plumbing problem? So maybe they smell sewer gas, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially in an older home, you might start smelling sewer gases, or you might start hearing gurgling in your toilet, or your drains might start draining slowly. With your shower valves, you might start seeing some dripping shower valves. Things like that. I mean, and that's what we look for when we come out and do our inspections on your home.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get in touch with Charlestown Plumbing, and what if it's after hours or on the weekends?
So we'll answer the call 24 hours a day. Our website is charlestownplumbing.com, and that's town with an E. Our phone number is 843-212-4111. And if you got any emergencies, you can either visit our website or you can give us a call and we can get you booked for a call today.
All right, great. And you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Warren DeHaven, and he is one half of the husband and wife team, your wife Danielle, at Charlestown Plumbing. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.